Really good football team coming in. They're running the ball as well as anybody. They've got a lot of talent throughout the roster. Coach that I know personally and known him for a long time. But anyway, it's a good football team coming in. We're gearing up for a big game. So, questions?
I think that the time that you spent at Baltimore, Rex was talking about how Brian had put together a staff with Marvin Lewis and yourself and Mike Smith, was a quality control guy.
Right. Oh, it was a tremendous time in my life and in my coaching career to be in that environment that Brian Billick created, which was an outstanding environment to work in. He encouraged us to grow. And then that staff, to be a part of that staff and the way we would challenge each other and the idea sharing. And I thought Marvin did a great job of kind of managing all the egos in the room, you know, and allowing us to express ourselves, but then bringing it in and it being, you know, our way when we left the room. I thought it was really, really good.
A lot of big personalities on that team,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing bigger than Tony Siragusa. I mean, he had to be one of the all-time best. So, yeah, that was good times.
How's Derek's finger look today, Frank?
Looked pretty good.
Yeah. That's it?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What makes their run game so effective?
Well, they do it. A lot of different things. I mean, they do really everything that I can think of that I've ever seen in the run game. They have it one form or fashion. So they basically throw the gauntlet at you. They're going to formation you a little bit and see how you're wanting to play it. And then they've got a series of plays they get to, and they're very good at it. Number one in the league, and that's saying something.
For a matchup like this where, I mean, you know those guys, they know you. I mean, it's become kind of a just match and where you kind of get a feel for what you need to do and vice versa.
Yeah, I think we don't know them as well as you might think. They don't know us as well as you might think. We're not in the division. We don't play regularly. We didn't play them last year. You know, Rex and I know each other, but, you know, we've been – every time when you put a staff together – and that staff and what and who you are that year is about a collection of the people in that room. So us going back to when we were together quite a while ago, they're fond memories, but I don't know that either one of us is going to relax and think we have it figured out.
He was surprised by Lorenzo Alexander's pass rushing ability. He didn't know
yeah.
He had that. What you guys had him here. What did you see that in him? Or what did you see?
We did not see that in him, or we wouldn't have let Rex get him. But, no, I'm really happy for a guy like Lorenzo because he's a consummate professional. I mean, this is a guy that busts his butt, does everything he can every day to be a true professional. And we had him around thinking that's what we were getting was that, the leadership, you know, that part of it. And then, you know, honestly, we missed on this part where he's getting 10 sacks. I mean, so hats off to him. Congratulations to him. We're all – the guys that are here that know him are really happy for him. You know, so he's a great young man. He played at Cal right here, so it's a great story for him. And I'm super happy for him. I just don't want him to get it done this weekend, but happy for the year he's had.
You said earlier in the year, Khalil, you weren't when the sacks weren't there. You weren't worried about it.
Right.
They would come. Has he raised his game though in the last few weeks?
I think the production has come and the stats have come to where everybody else recognizes what he's been doing. But to me, he's been really good. You know, Khalil's, you know, he's a rare combination because he's a supremely gifted athlete, but he's got terrific work ethic. This guy comes out and busts it every day for us. You know, he's a great teammate. He's humble, but he can bring it, and he brings it every day. So that's why I had the confidence I did. That at some point the numbers would come.
Jack, has the league been in contact with you guys regarding Alden Smith?
No, nothing to update you on there. Not heard anything. And, you know, until I do, I don't really have anything to share.
With Derek's progress from last year to this year in terms of his fourth quarter play, it's been a dramatic improvement just when you look at his stats. What do you see from him in terms of his growth there, kind of when it matters most in the games online?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is just to continue with the process of preparing. And then go out and let it rip. And I think, you know, where Derek is a student of the game and really studies his opponent and those things, I think think certainly that, you know, a third year doing that, second year with us, and then another year in the system where the familiarity of what we want to do and the timing with the receivers that he's going to do it with. I think all of that, you know, adds up to, you know, good production and obviously great results.
Derek's talking about how much situational football you guys do in practice, and that helped in the fourth quarter. Is that what you're able to do more this year because you're in the second year of the system?
Well, no, we don't do it anymore. We probably do it a little bit better. So it's a situational awareness, you know, drilling those things as part of what we do. We talk about it. We you know, basically script it out, map it out so that we're making sure we hit certain scenarios throughout the year. And it's just part of our preparation. So I think, you know, Derek, he's very bright, you know, and he's able to take it from the practice field and apply it in game situations, doing a great job.
You told us before, I think it was the draft last year, that you and Rex would sit, one of you would be Kite or another one would be Coach Baum.
Right.
That you won. Rex says that you played a lot of years in the league and that your memory's not.
That might be true. Then again, it might not be. No, he's a pretty good personnel guy. I thought we both took pride in it, you know, and it was fun for us. And we get fired up for the draft. We'd have our notes, and the bets would be going back and forth. And it was a good time.
Rex also said that Osemele and Incognito may be the two best guards in the league. What do you see in those two guys as far as what makes them so good?
They're both tough. Yeah, they're both tough players, both physical. I think that's why I'm looking forward to this matchup. I mean, this is two physical football teams going at it. Should be a heck of a ball game.
Talked about their run game. What about your run defense? What have you seen the last few weeks in terms of on film? Anything jump out with? Are you guys still making strides, you think, on run defense?
Yeah, we've made some strides, but, there'll be a great opportunity to see where we are with a group like this coming in. I mean, these guys run it as well as anybody, and so be a great opportunity to see, you know, what kind of progress we've made. Yeah, he's a big play threat. It can pop at any time. You know, he's got the ability to run inside, outside, make you miss, run over you. I mean, he's a really good running back. I think he's one of the best in the league. And their backup is pretty darn good too. I mean, you know, I think they're all over 5.5 a carry, and the quarterback's over 6. And they all run all the time. So, it's a really, really potent offensive rushing attack.
What do you see on film from Tyrod Taylor? What jumps out on film?
Strong arm, very real athletic, you know. And he's got some of that make you miss, can outrun you a little bit. It's a good group, you know. So I said, we're looking forward to a big game. It should be a physical game. All right?